Blog Talk Radio.
This is the year of the soldier. This is, you know, stand up or fall back. You know, I don't really have time to be worried about whether you fuck with me or whether you don't. You know, I own a brand called Zero Fucks. Like, do you think that I give a fuck whether you fuck with me or not? I fuck with you. We have a million other things that we could be talking about, we could be doing, and right now I think that my duty is to other human beings. You don't gotta fuck with me, I fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? These people that buy my brand, they fucks with me. You think that I see you because of you're in such pain that you see, you think that everybody sees how much in pain you are. Because I'm coming out a little bit stronger this year. Like, I'm guillotining everybody. People that are coming to me to help, healing, they don't know. They literally, they're right here.
All right, y'all, I am definitely here, and it is Tell the Truth Tuesday, May 21st, 2019. It's your girl, D. Scott. My apologies go out to anyone that was trying to download or trying to listen to my church show on Sunday. For some reason, up until about 2 seconds ago, it wasn't posting on the website. It wasn't, like, it was showing like it wasn't even there, so thank God. I upload on my social media for you guys to listen to. So go ahead. Church episode 7 is out. I talked about judgment and why we shouldn't do that, which leads me into today's wonderful, wonderful show. So I'm just going to keep it completely gangster with y'all. Y'all can say what y'all want to say, but I'm going to have to get at you, black women. Amen. So around 2015, 2014, I actually made a post about Robert Smith gracing for the cover of Forbes magazine. I believe it was then. And that's back when I believe he surpassed Jordan for the Forbes list. Robert is one of 13 black billionaires in the world as of right now. Out of that 13, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Robert F. Smith is one of the youngest black male billionaires coming in his mid-50s. And Oprah's on the list, of course, and he surpassed Oprah. Robert ranks number three in the world at $5 billion. Now, I told y'all this way back in 2015, that he was on Wall Street, he had started this company, he was doing all these things, because we don't see a lot of representation on Wall Street. There's a young lady that's actually making some waves on there. I can't think of her name. When I do, I'll post it on my page. So here's my issue. So Robert Smith goes to do the commencement at, y'all hear people blowing me up now? Robert Smith goes to do the commencement at Morehouse College. So you guys know that I just came back from Howard University, where my nieces, one graduated with her master's, the other one graduated her bachelor's in chemistry from Howard University. They had their, you know, commencement last weekend. I was there the weekend before. So Robert Smith goes to do the commencement at Morehouse College, which is an all-men's school, if you're not familiar here in the States, because I know a lot of my listeners are in the U.K., it's an all-male, you know, historically black university. It's the partner school to Spelman, which is an all-girl school. So he does the commencement. He makes a pause, and he says, you know what? I'm paying off this entire class's student loan debt. When they did the totals, he's starting a grant so that it pays off their student loan debt. When they did the totals, it came up to about $40 million, okay? Now, I'm like, yes, because I've been talking about Robert Smith. I've been talking about stocks and trading and just different things in the financial world, and people aren't paying attention. So that's okay. But you'll never say that, you know, there's a reason that I have over like 12,000 posts on my Instagram page, because I use it as like documentation because I'm a writer. So I go and I read the comments, and it's wonderful, and then here y'all come. Oh, is Robert single? Is he this? Is he that? And then the proverbial, no, he's not single. He married to some white bitch. What? Now, what y'all don't know is that I've been in circles with his current wife, Hope, and first of all, she's a sweetheart. Second of all, she's very pretty, very, you know, down to earth. What a lot of people don't know is that Hope, yes, she's very white, but she also grew up in a home where her stepfather is black, okay? Her stepfather is black, so she's not out here with the baby hair gelled down and doing that type of behavior. So Hope was already a model. So y'all were real quick to say, oh, she's a playboy, she's a porn star. To my knowledge, that girl ain't never did no damn porn. First of all, don't do that. Second of all, she was in Playboy, but y'all forgot about GQ. I believe she was in Maxim, if I'm not mistaken. She was in Vogue. Like, y'all forgot those periodicals, too. Just like y'all must have forgot to read Forbes, because a lot of y'all were sitting up there saying, oh, I've never heard of this guy, and he done came out. No, you never heard of him because you didn't take the time to do your research on who was really moving and shaking in the world, not just this country, but in the world. So now, y'all are on the post, you know, in the shade room and in these different slanderous places, saying, oh, you know, of course he went and married a white girl, not understanding that Robert was married to a black woman first. And if I'm not mistaken, she was Jamaican. She was Jamaican. He did the proverbial marrying the college sweetheart and did all that stuff. I believe he has four children to her. He has two little boys to Hope, which are both under the age of, I want to say, like six. They're both little boys. And you guys, I just watched and discussed how you sat there and dragged this woman, right? Oh, one of y'all even had the nerve to tell me, oh, I hope he donates all his money, so, because that's all these white girls do. They're just gold diggers, and she's just going to take his money. First of all, most of these people that are philanthropists that really got money like that, their spouse isn't just like some average, like, oh, my God, like he just like met her on some countryside of the road, okay? Dear black women, newsflash, okay? You didn't even know about this man until he donated $40 million. Do you know what you look like getting on posts saying, does he have a brother? Does he have sons? Is he single? You look fucking crazy. You look gold diggerous, just like other nationalities think that we are, right? But you're going to drag the white girl, right? Let's talk about this. Now, I told y'all the same thing when y'all came at Tiger Woods when he married Elin, right? What y'all didn't know was that Elin, okay, her mom is like some prime minister of like Switzerland or some one of those Nordic, you know, one of those overseas places where tons of blonde hair, blue-eyed, you know, white women live. And she was over here, I believe she was going to school, and she was a nanny for somebody who actually would go to the PGA Tour. I'm not sure if he's another golfer or not. And y'all were so mad at Tiger. And I asked y'all 20 years ago, where were y'all going to meet Tiger Woods at? I want to know. Well, now he's not such a hot commodity. You can meet him at the Sizzler. But, you know, where were you going to meet a Tiger Woods if all y'all do is go to football and basketball games? Y'all aren't going to these, you know, Wall Street bars. You're not going to the Blarney Stone in New York City. You're not hanging out in the places where were you going to meet a Robert Smith? I want to know. Because I know where Hope met him. If I'm not mistaken, they met, like, in a parking lot. They were at an event or something like that. She just so happened to run into him and met him, like, in a parking garage, like something crazy. So all that gold digger talk, not everybody – if you were to look at Robert Smith – so, first of all, if you've never even heard of him, a lot of people call him the silent billionaire, right? And I've told y'all before, money is loud and wealth is silent, right? So she was been with him, if I'm not mistaken, since around 2011, 2012, before he was on the Forbes list. He was already a multimillionaire. So if y'all didn't know about him then, don't try to hurry up and fact check and Google him now and then say the girl's a gold digger and this, this, and this. That man is grown, okay? He met somebody. He fell madly in love with her. He was with a black woman before. But yet y'all aren't dragging, not that you should, and saying, well, wait a minute. What happened that now he doesn't, you know, not necessarily, you know, is dating this woman? Y'all put it all on her. as if he had no say in this. That is a grown-ass man, okay? Let me also add something to this. Y'all are sitting there all of a sudden dragging this woman, and you drag every white girl the same. Now, we're not talking about the white girls that are like on some old Get Out type shit, like the movie where they're like specifically targeting athletes or targeting excellence and saying, I'm going to go in there, and then the minute he pisses me off, he's got to be a nigger, and I'm going to call my dad, and I'm going to – we're not talking about them. I'm also not talking about you bum-ass white chicks either with the baby hair put down on the side and the fucking ponytail, you know, with the synthetic hair and the – you know what I'm saying? You speak, you know, more black vernacular than I do, okay? And you just want to date a black man just to say that you're dating him, not because you genuinely like him. Let me give y'all another newsflash. I have white women in my family. Strong white women. So a lot of what y'all say, because I come across as very bougietto, okay, y'all have to take into consideration my great-grandmother was white, straight up, 100%, okay? Married a black man back in the 1940s when you didn't do that shit. You could have been killed, okay? And guess what they never talked about? They never talked about race. They never talked about nothing. All they talked about was how much they loved each other. And she loved him to the day he died and never dated and never messed with another man ever in her life after that. Not to any of our knowledge. She died when she was 87 years old. So like Amanda Seale says, there's white people and then there's people that just happen to be white. Okay? You guys can't lump all white women in a category and then get mad when white people lump us all into a black category. Oh, she probably just loud and defiant and ghetto and niggerish. They do it to us, but then it's an issue. But then when you do it to somebody else. So I went on all the little posts and I defended Hope because at the end of the day, it's none of your fucking business who that grown-ass black man decided to marry. His first wife was very beautiful, okay, and very well black. But y'all don't want to say anything about the fact. So y'all are sitting up there making it seem like this man was a traitor. Y'all wasn't his fucking people anyway. Where was y'all going to see him at? A lot of you men didn't even know who the fuck that was. And now all of a sudden you're so concerned with his dating life and his love life and all this other shit. And I've been following Hope for years. Years. She's fabulous. She's fucking hilarious. You know, she went through. Matter of fact, she was on a... like one of the entertainment news sites a couple years ago when she had her first son, because this is a woman that had a goddamn six pack when she was pregnant. Like she just is a tall, tiny, lithe thing, and she was teeny tiny, and she had a six pack. She was making her own body butter and things like that. Y'all didn't say nothing when I specifically told y'all last year that Robert Smith donated like $10 million to the African American Museum. But y'all are mad because of his choice of in love. Y'all have to get over it. How are you going to meet a Robert Smith and you can't even put together a proper fucking sentence? I want to know. Y'all be so obsessed over men that wouldn't have fucking chose you in the first goddamn place. Now, had Robert Smith came out and said, I'm not dating black women anymore because of X, Y, and Z, that's different. Because now you're saying, well, because of this situation or because of what happened, obviously he loved his first wife very much. He had 3-4 children with her. Beautiful kids, okay? Y'all have got to stop thinking that white women just come into the picture and they're just the devil, and you're not looking at the man saying, well, maybe he just loved her or maybe she's just beautiful. I'm going to let y'all in on something else. I've never dated a white man in my whole life, but I'm going to start, and I told y'all this before. Not because I hate black men. I love black men. I love Latino men, okay? But I'm looking at myself saying, okay, as I'm ascending and I own my CBD company and I'm owning different things in different aspects, right, I don't see a lot of us out there, right? So you would have me date someone that's going to disrespect me or is going to treat me like I'm regular and I'm normal and I'm just some bum-ass bitch because that's what he's used to dealing with, then you would rather see me with someone, whether he was white or not, right, that actually can teach me something, that taught me something, not taught, not bought, okay? So I decided this year that I said, you know what, if I meet someone and he is Indian, red dot, not feather, if he is Scandinavian, whatever he is, as long as I'm attracted to him and I feel like we could, you know, make moves together, and that's a partner as opposed to more so a romantic interest. Oh, I'm doing it. I'm doing it, and I don't give a shit. And y'all going to drag me too, and I'm going to come back firing at each and every single one of you, because guess what? When I was being hurt and heartbroken and all that other shit for the past 20-something years at the hands of black and Latino men, y'all just want me to stick it out. Oh, it's the men you're choosing. No, they're choosing me for whatever deficit that I'm having in my life right now. So it makes me happy to see two people, doesn't matter if they're 20 years apart, doesn't matter what's going on, two people that just love each other and that are creating a life for themselves, that's none of my fucking business. You guys are so concerned with these white women that you're not looking at some of the, listen, let me say this, some of the black men that the white women are choosing, those aren't men that I want any goddamn way. So what do I care if you go mess with Twine up the block? The billionaire black man, y'all didn't even know who that was when he was a multimillionaire, right? And even if you knew who he was, who's to say he would have chosen you and you would have been his type? You don't know. And then guess what? Guess what y'all would have said? Oh, he married a light-skinned lady. Y'all always have a problem from your barely, you know, pot to piss in apartment about someone else and what they're choosing. As long as black men are not coming out and saying, this is why I don't date black women, you date whoever you want. Because I would never say, like, oh, this is why I don't date black men is because of this. If you catch me out with somebody's white man with a blonde hair and a piece of blue eye, you better not say shit to me. Because I tried with y'all. For 20 years, I tried with y'all. Right? And it just didn't work out. So I'm not going to keep, I'm a numbers person, right? That's why I get Forbes. That's why I read Black Enterprise. That's why I do all these things, right? I'm not going to sit up here and keep banging my head up against the wall, and I'm not learning anything in these past few years from people that I've dated. And I've dated the CIO, you know, one of six black ones in his particular technology field. I've dated all kinds of men. Was married to an athlete at one point. So Dominican, wasn't even black, dark-skinned Dominican at that. And y'all are always going to have something to say about shit that doesn't concern you at all. So the show is about white girls because y'all do the same thing to Kanye. Whatever you want to say about Kanye, Kanye's a lyrical genius. It doesn't matter what the fuck is going on. Kim, I don't care what you say, is not white. Kim Kardashian is not white. She was not accepted by the white people at Beverly Hills 90210 and Calabasas and everywhere else she lived at. Kim is Armenian. If you trace those roots back, you understand what I'm saying? That's why they're built like that, plastic or not. That's why they're not the typical skinny, you know, white girl, Scandinavian, whatever y'all think when y'all think white girl. But you have to understand that if she's married to this lyrical genius, when Kanye's not cooning, he's a lyrical genius. You have to look at Kim and say, that motherfucker's smart. She's important. Everything that woman touches turns to money. Everything her mama touched turns to money. Everything her sister touched, her sister is slated to be a billionaire by the time she's 22 years old. Okay? What is the problem? Kanye was going to date, y'all? Kanye also dated a black woman named Alexa. She was a little fashion designer, if I'm not mistaken. When he was broke, this, this, and this. Just because somebody dates somebody and you don't understand it, honey, when your money start looking a certain way, you can be a little bit more discerning. And that's the fact. That I will say. Right? So that doesn't mean that, you know, black women shouldn't be chosen just because we don't have any money or things of such. It just means, where are you putting yourself where you're going to meet a Kanye or you're going to meet a billionaire? You have to be about your own goddamn money to be with men like that. It's a fact. It is a fact. You have to have at least been trying to sell your goddamn popsicles at a popsicle stand that you own an LLC. You have to be doing something. So while you're sitting up here complaining, worried about what some billionaire is doing with his wonderful wife, you know, you're missing the opportunity to just better yourself so that you can put yourself in situations. Like, who the fuck am I supposed to date? Dude, I'm an author six times over, all on Amazon and Kindle. Okay, I have my regular job that I go to every day that I've been at for the last 9 years that I love very much. I'm in politics. I'm the human rights commissioner in my city, okay? Then on top of that, I own several different brands, one of them being 716 CBD, where I create products for people that are sick with cancer and people that have opioid addictions and problems. I have other products for them as well. That's my passion. That's my concern. So I'll be damned if I continue to travel in circles where I'm not meeting people that are going to be able to help me and take me to the next level or be able to teach me something and say, maybe you should use this as a base, the beeswax instead of the coconut oil, or maybe you should use – those are the types of conversations that I want to have. So I'm actually getting ready to go to an event in a couple of weeks where I will have an opportunity to be around men that are multimillionaires, that have grow houses, and they have all these things. That's the type of thing that I want to be around. So it wouldn't matter to me. And then think about the probability of it all, if you're a numbers person, right? So if I'm in an event where I have 30,000 people that are in the same industry that I'm in, right, and there's not very many black women in that industry, right, then I have a better chance of, if I wanted to meet somebody that's in my industry, whether they were black, white, Hispanic, Indian, it wouldn't matter. If you guys aren't putting yourself in the position, so all you guys want to do, and this is no shade, but Jesus, all you guys want to do is show up at football and basketball games, not realizing, I'm just going to keep it funky with you, baseball money is guaranteed, so you're not even proper groupies, okay? Baseball is the only money that's really guaranteed aside from them signing bonuses. But why don't you just worry about getting your own money? You hating on this white girl because she's married to somebody that she just so happened to meet on some happenstance. They fell in love, and their relationship blossomed into a marriage. Their wedding was off the chain. Their baby, they had their son was little, and they had him come in on a cloud. You know, so like I said, I've been following her for a long time. Y'all worried about what's in right now. I'm worried about who's a philanthropist, who's donating money and making sure that kids are okay. You know, y'all can hate Bethany Frankel all you want on the Housewives of New York, but Bethany Frankel been flying back and forth to Puerto Rico. Y'all have to do more than just be posting on the internet. That you have to be doing more. You have to get out there and be doing shit to meet people that are like-minded. Because as you start ascending, right, you can't get stuck in the same place. So you would be very silly to think that the next person that I date is going to have any of the same occupation of the people that I dated before. I'm in my 40s, right? You have to be in the same industry as me, or it's probably not going to work out. Because when I tell you that it's time for me to go and I have to do X, Y, and Z, you either going to be at the event anyway, you understand what I'm saying, or I'm just probably not going to be able to see you. You know, dating is very hard as it is, so why are we not celebrating people that are in love? Y'all think that I get mad because of the white girl thing, like I should be mad. I'm not mad because it's one of two things, right? It's one of two things. Oh, he got self-hatred. That's why he's married to a white woman or he's dating a white woman. First of all, y'all ain't even getting married no more. I know some of y'all that ain't got married, ain't never been married, not going to get married. You're just not marriage material, male and female. So one of two things. The only time I would get mad at a man going outside of his race is if he was ugly as fuck and had the audacity to say that he didn't date black women because somebody told him in the eighth grade he was crispity crunchy like a Butterfinger. So you mad about the eighth grade? You never went and got any type of psychiatric help, and then you just decided that white women were better. That I have an issue with, right? Or two, that's not the type of, you know, black man that I would have dated anyway, and where was I going to meet him at? You think I'm going to be mad at some billionaire for marrying a white woman, and where was I going to see him at? And let's be clear, y'all probably have seen Robert Smith. If you live in the New York area, you probably have seen him dining somewhere or driving by with his driver in the car and just didn't think about it or just didn't know who he was, because this is not a guy that's outside with, you know, a Nipsey Hussle chain on. You see what I'm saying? Y'all didn't know Nipsey had all that money until he passed away and they did that will that showed that he had $210 million in certain assets and had employed over 41,000 people. But I've been new. Don't follow the man, follow the money. If you follow the money, the men and the women and whoever else it is you need will come. I follow the trends on what's making money because I don't want to retire at 65. I don't want to work when I'm 65. I don't want to work when I'm 45. You see what I'm saying? And this isn't get-rich-quick shit. If you worry about your own situation, then better things are going to come for you. Don't start. Y'all sounded like such gold-digging-ass whores when you went up there talking about, oh, you know, is he married and this, and this. That might be why he didn't want to fuck with a black woman, because shit like that. You see what I mean? Or we could just agree to disagree that he just met his wife. She was beautiful. He loved her, so they got fucking married like you're supposed to do. And they didn't date for 5 years. I don't even think they dated for 2 years. That's that real shit. He knew he had a lot to lose, and he still loved her enough to say, you know what, I'm going to put a ring on her. We're going to get married, and that's what we do. Okay? So their wedding was like 3 days long. Okay? So to me, she was a regular white girl out here working like the rest of us. You know, she just happened to be a model and doing all that stuff. And then after that, it turned into, you know, she ended up meeting Robert, and then they ended up getting married and falling in love. Worry about your own shit. Don't worry about what everybody else is doing. As long as that billionaire man didn't come out and say he didn't like your black ass specifically, then you shouldn't be worried about what white girl he's married to and this, this, and this, because that wasn't no regular ass white girl either. If you Googled it past what Wikipedia told you, you would have found out that she was in several other magazine publications and wasn't just a playmate. No, no, no. She was Playmate of the Year at one point. And I have friends that are playmates. One of them is black, so don't get it twisted. Y'all box yourselves out of situations because you're so concerned about what the next woman is doing, okay? Be happy that he loves her and that she loves him and that she don't be out here acting a nut-ass fool on the goddamn internet and that she had an in-home childbirth and that she, you know, she does take care of her body and her babies. Be happy about that. So I'm going to leave it with that. I don't give a fuck who you date with the white girls. Just as long as you don't tell me that somebody is better than me, I don't care if they white, black, or whatever. Y'all got to get over that. And Oprah checked the shit out of y'all today for saying, oh, well, how come you didn't do what Robert Smith did, this, that, and the third? And Oprah came back and told y'all, mind your fucking business, basically, and that she had been donating over $12 million to a Morehouse Scholarship Fund and Spelman. Y'all got to start fact-checking. Don't follow the man. Follow the money and worry about your own money. Mind the business that pays you, and I'm going to be clear on that. Future wasn't the first person that said that. If you have been following me since December, you would have known that I said that way back in December. So you're welcome, and I'm going to leave y'all with some Kanye, since y'all so worried about what everybody else is doing. Shout out to Hope Smith and Robert Smith. They have a beautiful family, and that's all that really matters. Love is the highest vibration, and once you understand that, all that hatred should get up out your heart.
Before the night's over, God bless the man I put the sights over. Getting Tupac money twice over. Still a real nigga, red coochie sweater, dice roller. I'm making love to the angel of death. Catching feelings, never stumble, retracing my steps.